Hi, Sean. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Lulu wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service, to answer any questions you have, and also, though, to apply a very significantly reduced rate here for your young business. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Thank you very much for asking. So, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you use Google yourself. You're also probably at least somewhat familiar with that local map or that pack result that pops up right near the top of the page, right?
I've always wondered how people got on the first page. It's because of guys like you.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, the content that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search is what determines what businesses are displayed on that first page. I mean, Google looks at almost 70 different destinations and directories known to the public or unknown, and honestly, most of them are things that no one's ever heard of. But things like a fully optimized Facebook page, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, Hot Frog, Kudzu, Foursquare, Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav. Like I said, most people have never heard of some of those directories, but they're all equally weighted. They're all equally important to Google, and the companies that have the most information, as long as it's consistent, accurately talking about services and service area, that reassures Google that that company does provide that service in that area. And, of course, that is what puts businesses on the map, literally and figuratively, especially as a young company. People will not need to already know the name of your business to find you as a top option when they do a keyword search for power washing, pressure washing, exterior surface cleaning, deck wash, sidewalks, whatever they might type in. Your business will pop up. Now, they're going to see a .com website for you that we'll build. Now, do you have any photos of some of the work that you've already done, like before and after photos?
I have a lot.
You have a lot. Good. Because we're going to build, host, maintain, and even update a website for you so we can showcase those photos, and especially for power washing, when someone can say, wow, I really am that that before picture, I remember when it was the after picture, and you know, people will know that you do quality work before they pick up the phone to call you, and that's exactly what happens here. There's no third party involved, Sean. You're not paying for a lead and then chasing down that lead and fighting it out with your competitors who have also paid for that lead. With us, living, breathing human beings who need your services, will simply pick up the phone and call you directly. By that point, they're already, you know, seeing your website and calling you specifically, hoping that you're available to do the job, and already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's the same fixed flat rate. Now, is it just you doing the work, or do you have any help?
It's me and my buddy.
You and your buddy. Okay, perfect. So, you know, it is designed to get your phone ringing. Residential clients will be what we're focusing on now. Now, of course, if you decide to take on commercial work later on, just let us know. We can do targeted marketing for commercial clients too. Now, because you are a very young company, you actually do qualify for reduced pricing. Our new business rate is actually the lowest rate that we'll offer to the public. It is a savings of a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. It is a month-to-month service, by the way. There's no long-term contract. That being said, the reduced pricing for a new business, it is not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. It is a fixed rate and a flat rate. So no taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. You're not paying a percentage of your profits or anything like that. As a young business, you'd see a savings of exactly $200. It's just a little bit more than 50% off the cost of the service, and it does bring the rate down from what would have otherwise been $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $199. That $199 would be the exact amount. Like I said, you will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system too, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page, etc. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
Not so far.
Okay, perfect. So, you know, like I said, we want to make sure that your phone is ringing. In fact, it is a month-to-month service, so we need to make sure that your phone is ringing. Our job is not just to list you on that first page, but if I can include that website for you at no additional cost, we would build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. We would then be able to use photos you've got now. We can use photos of future jobs that we send to you. Like I said, if you ever decide you want to take on commercial work down the road, we can update that content as well. There would never be any additional cost. Now, you will get direct phone calls. Almost all the time, your phone is just going to ring. Of course, everything has the click-to-call feature, and you'll get calls directly. On the website that we'll build, though, there is a contact form so people can tell you where they live and what they're looking to have done. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message and an email. So you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it is still that flat rate. So you're not paying extra for those leads either. And then anything they type into that form, it also does repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. So you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, one thing that Lulu did attach here, and I think she might have found it when she was looking for a website, is an Angie Leads or a Home Advisor profile. I know that's a very, very different service. You pay for the lead, whether you get the job or not. And it's a shared lead system. I know that the lead that you get gets sent to a handful of your competitors. Is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
So I sent them $250. They sent us a phone call very similar to this one like 2 weeks ago, and
uh-huh.
I paid them, but I haven't even set up my account yet.
Oh, okay. So you pay like an annual membership fee, but your account's not set up.
I pay a monthly fee, $250. And then
a monthly
the way they work is they take a percentage off. Well, they have like the money I send them every month goes into
right.
their bank, and then
Got
they
it.
Keep that money until I work it off basically every month. It's
okay.
Like that. So if
okay.
there's a way, I like the way you said it, how there's no other competitors that would take
yeah.
and I send leads. I asked them, they do that. But they said it's like only one or two people, so I would be interested in just committing to you guys full time. But I spent $250
right.
already. I don't know if I can get that back.
Well, if your account's not even set up yet, you would be able to get that back. You have a right of rescission legally. It's something you can do here for you. And I would have been surprised if it actually is one or two, because I talk to business owners all the time, and some of them have used that service, and most of them, you know, they say it's more like five or six, and they're hearing that directly from potential customers who say, you know, you're the fifth guy I've talked to or something like that. A lot of the times they say, stop calling me. I've already scheduled with somebody else. So, and that doesn't help you out at all. Yeah. I mean, and the last thing that
okay.
you want to do is be in a bidding war talking to someone who's looking for the cheapest guy in town. So with us, of course, like I said, the calls will come directly to you. Now, one of the reasons that I'm asking here about that Angie's is, and let me find it. Where's that promo code? Oh, there it is. There's a promo code in our system, and it is not specifically for the Home Advisor or Angie's, but it is for someone who has recently or is currently spending their advertising dollars elsewhere, and it's just to make it more affordable on my end here on that setup fee. There is usually a $99 setup fee that would attach to the first month. I want to cut that basically in half. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $50. Every month after that, though, it drops down to that flat rate of $199. Like I said, it is an exact amount. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would take a look at our client interview calendar. That's where we do the follow-up call and get all the information we need to build out your website and promote your business. We'll want to know things like the hours of operation that you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc. What's unique about your business? If you want, for example, to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already do have a logo, we will use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that I would do, and we are required as a Google Premier partner to do this, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer, Sean. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a fixed flat rate, that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing both the subscription cost and the setup fee, and even including that website for you at no additional cost. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is pretty straightforward, though, and I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I do see it as Palumbo's Pressure Washing Services, and is that how you would want the business to be branded online? That's how you want the name to appear?
I also do a lot of landscaping. But it's not on that website. I don't have a website for that. It's more like I just tell the customer when I'm there that I do that.
Right.
But I would also want to add a way to put that onto the business too, because aren't there keywords that they search, and then I'd pop up for that.
Oh, great. So, yeah, I mean, we can add those keywords too and add those photos as well, so you can be found for those services too. But did you want to include that in the name of the business and the branding of your company, or just kind of on the website with content and photos?
My logo says Palumbo's Pressure Washing on it, and it looks pretty sick, so I'll keep the logo. I'll keep that name.
Keep that name? Okay, gotcha. And then is that your last name, Palumbo?
B-A-U-R.
B-A-U-R?
Palumbo is my friend.
Oh!
Yeah,
Bauer. Okay. Yeah, I never want to assume, but, you know. And then, and I don't know if she verified this or not. She's got the spelling of her name is S-E-A-N. Is it that way or S-H-A-W-N?
Yes.
S-E-A-N. Okay, gotcha. And then, of course, Sean, you are service-based, right? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. You always go out to the person's home to do that work. No one ever does come to you before, during, or after. There's not a physical address that we would be promoting for your business online, right?
Yeah, no.
Gotcha. The reason I ask is that Angie Leeds has got the 603 Summit Street. Is that your residence?
Yeah, they have that posted.
Yeah. You know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. In fact, even if that were a shop or a small office where you did your paperwork, if you don't see customers there, Google does not want to list the physical address, especially if it is your home address. Google doesn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most of the day anyway. But you'll only be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. Now, when someone fills out the contact form on your website, like I said, most of the time they're just going to call you. But if they fill out that contact form on the website, you get a text message and an email. Is the 609-921-5442, is that a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes, I can.
Okay, perfect. And then what is a good email address either for you or for your company?
Would customers be seeing it?
Yeah, this is what I'm wanting to explain here for you. It can be a personal address. It does not need to be on the website at all. It will attach to the physical, it will attach to the contact form, though. So when people fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email. If it were a business email, we would show it physically. If it's a personal email, no one would see it. It won't appear anywhere on the website. It would, though, be attached to that contact form, and when necessary, we'll use use it to contact you regarding your account. We do use phone, text, and email, and it's usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly, for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email it out to you. But most of the time, Sean will just give you a quick call or send you a text. Mr. Bauer, did you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
You could just shoot me a text before you call.
Text, then call, okay. And then what is that email address then for you?
Is this the one that is going to, okay.
Like I said, no one's going to see it. It's not going to be on the website. It's just going to be attached to the contact form, and we'll use it to contact you too.
Sean Bauer.
Mm-hmm.
0403-0411@gmail.com.
Okay, so definitely a personal email. It's not going to appear anywhere online, not on your website or on any of the directories that we create for you. We're just going to use it for our records. And like I said, people won't see it on the website, but when they fill out that contact form, that's where those requests will be sent. And then, like I said, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I will look at our client interview calendar to schedule that follow-up call, and I'll do that voice verification as well. Like I said, I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. Let me go ahead and get that set up. Okay. Sean, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Bauer, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Yes.
I have that as Palumbo's Pressure Washing Services. Is that accurate?
That's accurate. Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then, Mr. Bauer, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Sean Bauer, owner.
Okay. And then, Sean, as the owner of Palumbo's Pressure Washing Services, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Sean, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Mr. Bauer, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly. We do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to text messages, phone calls, emails, coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Bauer, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Yeah. And as long as you answer your phone or respond when people reach out to you, Sean, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. The reason that we ask is all of the content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing for you. Equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So, you know, we're not actually saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Sean, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Mr. Bauer, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be creating that website, and like I said, we'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the costs that I'm applying here, reducing both the subscription cost and the setup fee with the website included, and with it being paying a month-to-month service, Sean, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 3rd of August, in the very discounted total amount of just $249.00. When the term is completed, Sean, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 3rd of the month at the further reduced rate of just $199. That $199, Sean, is a fixed rate and a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all of the additional directories and destinations, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, Mr. Bauer, we will also be including a Google-compliant, user-friendly, mobile-optimized, conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, meaning we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. As this service is offered month to month and completely at will, that does of course mean that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can discontinue the service altogether or pause the service whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Sean, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Bauer, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Sean, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I understand and agree.
Okay, that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. Mr. Bauer, is that first payment going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? Sean, what does work best for you, sir?
Visa.
A Visa. Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
My name.
Your name. And is that Sean Bauer, no middle initial?
Yes.
And Sean is S-E-A-N, Bauer is B-A-U-R?
Yes.
Okay. Mr. Bauer, you said that was a Visa card, sir. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
4347.
Yes, sir.
6980.
Okay.
4664.
Yes, sir.
1887.
And then the expiration month and year?
0827.
08 of 2027, and the last three digits on the back of the card?
555.
555. I've got 555, 555 on the back in August, or 08 of 2027 for the expiration date. Sean, was the card itself 4347, 6980, 4664, 1887?
Correct.
And does that bill at the home address, the 603 Summit Street, 08520?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Sean, in about a minute here, you'll receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I have a pen on hand.
Okay, perfect. So that toll-free number is 877-635-6225.
Wait,
again,
can you say that again?
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's 877-635-6225. 877-635-6225. Then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a client support agent. And Mr. Bauer, you can reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That is Eastern. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support at localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that by way of email in about a minute. That first month's invoice will also be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Sean, that is everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You may even receive the text message as well. You'll receive that link by text message also. Our emails are sent through our system kind of in bulk every minute or two, so you may even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, just let me know. I wanted to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. We do schedule by the hour. The call itself takes about 25, 30 minutes. See, I might be able to get you in at noon. They usually like a little bit more heads up, but it can probably do noon. Looks like there's also 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock, and then in the afternoon there is a, well, there's at least one spot available for 4, 5, or 6 o'clock. Again, it's about a half-hour phone call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. Did you want something like as soon as possible or towards the end of the day?
5 or 6 will work.
I'm sorry?
5 to 6 will work.
5 to 6. Okay, so we're going to schedule it from 5 until 6. Like I said, call's probably going to get to you a few minutes after 5. Get you off the phone pretty close to 5:30. You will at 4 o'clock through our automated system receive a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 5, and I'm going to send you in just a second here a calendar invite. That calendar invite really is more for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do. It's going to say localsplash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Did you receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now?
I filled out the email that you sent me. I don't have a username or password, but I filled out the form.
Okay, so you're already there. The username, and I can give you the username. There's no password just yet, but the reason that the system is asking you to log in, it thinks that you're trying to access your tracking system. So you're asked to put in a username and password. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. We have to do your client interview first so we can create the content for there to be something to track. But I can give you the username. That's not going to change, but in the next day or so, once your tracking system is activated, you'll get the username and a default password emailed and texted out to you. You can use that to access your tracking system. But you can change the password if you like. Some people never do. The username, though, is simply your phone number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So the username will always be 609-921-5442. Like I said, in just a couple of days, you'll get that username sent out with the default password. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. The client interview technician will be giving you a call in that 5 o'clock hour, someone from a different department, but I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you, get that website out there, put those photos out where people can see the work that you do, get your phone ringing, and Sean, of course, we're looking forward to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Awesome. Okay.
All right. Go ahead. No, I was just going to say, real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Bauer. I appreciate your kindness and your patience in taking this call. You have a wonderful rest of the day.
So at 5 o'clock, I'll receive a phone call from your...
It won't be right at 5. It's a one-hour window for a call that takes about 25 or 30 minutes. Usually, our calls kind of get to you a few minutes after 5. They take about 20, 25 minutes, and then our technician spends the rest of that half hour or so putting the notes into the system and getting everything sent out and squared away. So usually by the time they're ready for their next call, it might be a few minutes after the top of the hour.
Okay, I'll be available.
All right, sounds perfect. Wonderful to speak with you. Appreciate your kindness. Real pleasure speaking with you. You have a wonderful rest of the day, and our client interview technician will be giving you a call maybe just a few minutes after 5 o'clock.
All right, thanks for everything, Paul.
All right, thank you, Sean. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye-bye.